All right, so let me get this straight. So I'm with Fiddlar outside Slim's just after your set. We got Elvis, Zach, Brandon, and Max.
Yeah.
I got that right? Good deal. This is your second time in San Francisco. Probably not everyone's heard of you guys yet. For those that don't know Fiddlar, what are the stats? What's the story on Fiddlar?
Fuck it, dog, life's a risk.
That's what it stands for.
We'll get to that. So there's a let's talk about that now. So there's a bit of a story between fucking dog, life's a risk, right?
Yeah, it's a skate term. I used to live with a bunch of skaters, and they always said Fiddlar, and then one night we got really drunk and tattooed Fiddlar on us, and yeah. We were actually going to call our band Fuck the Clock first, but Fiddlar sounds better.
Do you guys all have Fiddlar tattoos? I saw yours on your knee right here, Zach.
He has one. Elvis doesn't have any tattoos.
We're going to get Elvis one of these.
We're going to get Elvis really drunk.
You got to wait for him to pass out and then... So you guys are from L.A. How long have you been together?
Like 3 years.
2009, like late 2009, 2010.
And two EPs out, if I got that right?
Just one EP and a single.
And then an EP.
All right, what's the difference between an EP and a single?
It's just a two song. Oh,
yeah,
it's like
two,
a...
Yeah.
Oh, I guess two EPs and a single.
Yeah.
So...
The single was two of the same songs that were on the EP, and it was just like...
The side A, side B.
Yeah, and the EP was like a digital thing where it had two extra songs, basically. So, yeah, pretty much we have like 10 songs officially out, basically.
And how many did you play tonight? I wasn't counting.
15?
No, not 10. Eight?
Eight songs?
Eight songs, like, officially out.
Oh, yeah. Do you know how many songs did we play tonight?
Yeah. Like
13 or 14.
13 around there.
I recognize a couple of them.
Oh, cool.
That old one for the old guys.
Yeah.
Creedence song.
Yeah, so that. We love Creedence. They're, like, one of our favorite bands, so...
So you guys kind of have a garage band kind of sound, kind of a little gritty, probably because it was actually recorded in what
in
used to
house,
be a garage.
Yeah,
we
used to be
our stuff in
auto
garage,
shop.
Yeah. What are you guys influenced by? Besides Creedence,
Life, man.
Real life.
So you guys sing about skating, you talk surfing, drinking, rehab,
smoking pot.
Max. We write a lot of songs about songs.
Max's
about Max.
Ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
So Max, you do a lot of the writing, or has it?
No.
No.
They just write songs about me.
Oh, they write them about you.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Max Can't Surf and Whore are both kind of about me. Max Can't Surf.
Don't forget about you. Not fucking dead.
I'm afraid I didn't get that on tape, but I wish I did.
the song Whore that we played tonight also is about my ex-girlfriend, who was, in fact, a whore that we figured out later.
And when you say that, are you saying in the literal sense or in the figurative sense?
She was literally a whore.
She was literally...
She wasn't pro status yet. Like, she wasn't getting paid, but she's working her way up.
But we just write songs about real shit, like, you know,
everyday
shit, you know, for us, that's mainly our influence. You know, I know, of course, like, bands, like, you know, we love the Black Lips, we love, you know, good music, love OCs, love, you know, Ty, Siegel, yeah.
Kind of all over the board.
Yeah, you know, like, I love, like, pop songs, too, you know, like, I love good pop songs, and... I fucking love pop country, you know? Like
we have a wide range of shit we listen to in the car on the way to places.
Mostly This American Life, though.
Not a podcast.
Not a podcast.
So you guys are kind of self-proclaimed slackers. Yes. Here you are opening for Off, and I think you guys are heading off to Lollapalooza shortly. How does that happen for slackers?
It's not. to tell you, we're really fucking busy all the fucking time, and... You know, like, I guess, like, the lyrics, you know, our lyrical content and stuff like that is slacker-induced or whatever, but we recorded our album ourselves, we write all the songs ourselves, we produced it ourselves, we engineered it ourselves, we mixed it ourselves. It's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, we make our own merch, like, all our shirts and buttons and stickers, like, you know, so we're always, like, doing something, trying to do videos or
And on top of that, we got to pay rent, you know? We're busy motherfuckers.
Yeah, the slacker thing is definitely a misconception, I think.
It says it on your website.
Yeah.
It was pre-band shit. We were slackers before we had responsibilities.
But that bio was an idea that my friend gave me, which was you take the Wikipedia plot summary of a movie and then you change everything that says like the person's name to your band's name, and he did it with Do the Right Thing, and so we did it with Gleaming Cube, which is starring Christian Slater, and it's about like a 1980s skateboarder in Anaheim
and so basically I took
everything that said Christian Slater, his character's name, and then put Fiddler as the name, so that's where that comes from.
Gleaming the Cube, I gotta check that out. I've never seen that before.
If you google our bio, pretty much all the, like, almost every other word is, like, from Gleaming the Cube, Wikipedia bio, like, the bio of, yeah, exactly.
Like, to have fun with that shit is, you know, it's fun. This band's fun.
Credit to Brian Rodriguez.
So, slacker tunes, not slacker band. So, obviously, you guys are working hard.
Yes.
And, you know, I kind of came up thinking, all right, you know, I'll check these guys out. They're opening for Off. And, you know, just standing up in the front there taking pictures, clearly second time up here, but people know who you are, right? I mean, is that a pretty typical crowd for you?
I mean, that was a big crowd, actually, for us, the last shows that we played here. We're still, like, you know, there are people there. We use the internet a lot, like, to our advantage, you know? We only have, like, 8 songs officially released, you know? But if you look on our YouTube channel, we have, like, over, like, 30 videos that have, like, our songs on it, you know? Like, and, you know, we, like, rip YouTube videos and, like, make our own shit out of it. And, you know, it's fun for us. And, yeah. Internet, dude. It's fucking incredible.
I heard about it. I'm going to check that shit out.
Check it out, man.
It's this new thing that's sweeping.
How do you spell it?
It's sweeping the world. It's gone international now.
It's the World Wide Web.
It's all over the place.
But, yeah, the internet is an amazing tool for a band, I believe. And, you know, before we even had shows, we had shit on the internet because we record the stuff in our studio, you know. And, like, we just post it online, and then all of a sudden people were like the shit. And then we're like, oh, shit, we got to start a band, you know. And then that's how it started.
That was before you had a band, you were putting it up?
Yeah. Like, we would go in the studio and just get fucked up and record, you know, and that's fun for us.
Zach was working at a recording studio at the time, and so, like, after hours he would have the keys and we would, like, go in after the session and just, like,
have,
you know, like, fuck around and drink a bunch of beer and, like, record,
learn how to record, you know, like, that's fun.
And then we started getting songs and I was like, shit, we should play a show and more shows. And
the kids the kids knew the words. I was watching them. They were not only dancing, but they were singing along. When you guys go out,
it's just our friends.
You got a lot of friends up here.
Yeah, we have some friends up here.
There's a select few that I think came to see us last time we were here, and so they came and they were. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yes, yeah, it's rad.
It's
man.
Really it's, cool.
They get the
see
crowd
that.
Going, so I mean, because not many people are moving, so they kind of like started.
Yeah.
So it's good.
We'd be nowhere without our friends.
We're definitely not used to it like that. You know, just random people coming. I don't know, like being stoked on us.
Yeah.
Play, you know, it's like kind of a new thing to have fans.
You guys were signing shirts there. Was that a random dude or a friend?
That was a random dude.
Which that's
fucking weird.
Yeah, it's
weird. It's
that
like,
was a part of the guys. He was like a part of the group that came that I think knew about us. And so that was cool. Yeah.
It's great having fans. Like we've never had that. I've never had that, you know, like in a band before.
What other kind of bands have you guys done before?
Really shitty bands. Well, they were actually in great bands.
Bands for money.
Yeah.
To pay rent.
Bands for money.
Bands for money. But they were in a band called The Diffs growing up. And they were like 12, 13. They went on tour with the fucking Addicts and shit.
Yeah.
So these guys grew up in the music scene.
But, yeah, just various musical endeavors. We were all in one very shitty band called Kitten. I don't give a fuck anymore. Called Kitten. And
whoa, you don't give a fuck about what?
About talking about it, because like we usually don't talk about
it. Yeah, we usually don't talk about
it. We were all in this band called Kitten that includes a pedophile that manages the band. This is on the record, by the way. I don't give a shit. You can
do I need to put his name? I don't need to bleep it out or
anything. Chad. Talk about it, be about it, write about it.
Talk about it, be about it, write
about it. That was fucked up.
Yeah, but we were in bands before. That's the story. I guess.
We'll just leave it at that.
Just leave it at that.
So, what are you guys' expectations for Fiddler?
We want to play to as much people as possible.
Have fun.
We finished a full length that we're putting out on Mom and Pop Records, in the summer, and then just trying to tour.
Is that done? I was going to ask about that.
It's done. Yeah.
Mastered. Artwork is getting done.
We're working on the artwork right now. And
touring with the Hives. We're allowed to say that.
We're allowed to say that.
Yeah. When does that happen?
June.
In June. We just found out today, fucking...
We're pumped.
You guys don't sound like slackers at all.
We get to play with Off, and then we go on a tour with the Hives. We're the fucking luckiest dudes ever.
Yeah, we're stoked.
How does that come about? I'm just, like...
Just through our booking agent. Yeah, they just, like... We got a great team behind us. Yeah, and they needed a band, and so they played probably like showed the Hives our stuff, and then we got on the tour. So yeah, I mean just through like the people that we have like doing booking and like our managers and stuff. So
great team, we have a great team.
Very cool. And that's coming out this summer, you said?
Yeah,
the record.
July. End of
July. July.
Very cool.
Release.
So, last question. So the Fiddler philosophy. How do you guys bring that to stage? What is that? I mean, it's a skateboarding term. What's it mean to you guys when you get up there?
I think more so than anything, it just means having fun. Yeah. Like, we just try to have as much, like, just be stoked on what we're doing and have fun with it. You know, I mean, I think more so than getting fucked up or more so than doing any other bullshit that's associated with it. I think it's just more about just having fun with, like, playing music. Yeah, we're just playing music and having fun. Like, just friends, jamming and shit.
And it's
like
doing kind of whatever you want. Yeah. You know, just like doing what makes you stoked.
We love rock and roll. Like, we love loud rock and roll and getting sick of not hearing that enough. So, you know.
We're
going to
play with Off.
Yeah.
You guys play with them in L.A., right? At the Whiskey?
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, they're so amazing. Man.
Yeah.
They're fucking
my third time seeing them.
Yeah. This is fucking mind-blowing.
We've seen them.
Great.
Like, before we
Started playing with them, we would go to all those shows. Yeah. They're fucking awesome. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you guys.
Yeah,
Elvis,
you.
Zach,
Brandon,
and Max. Very good. Sorry. I'm shitty with names. I got it. And you guys go enjoy Off.
Great. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, dude.